AI Financial warns an SEC filing it may not survive. 2026, AI Financial, the NASDAQ-listed company built to hold World Liberty Financial's WLFI token on its balance sheet, told the SEC it has substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. The disclosure, reported by CoinDesk early Tuesday, lands while WLFI itself trades well below the levels that justified the treasury structure when it was announced. WLFI is the governance token associated with World Liberty Financial, the DeFi project marketed around the Trump family. AI Financial is the listed vehicle that was supposed to give equity investors exposure to that token through a regulated wrapper. The going concern flag now puts that wrapper on the clock. The filing language, a going concern warning, is not a bankruptcy filing. It is a formal statement that the company's auditors, or in this case, management itself, see material uncertainty about the next 12 months of operations. Under U.S. accounting rules, that disclosure is required when recurring losses, negative working capital, debt covenant breaches, or financing dependency point to a real risk the business cannot fund itself. In AI Financial's case, the company cites recurring net losses, negative cash flow from operations, and a need to raise additional capital that has not yet been secured. None of those are surprising for a SPAC-style treasury vehicle that earns no operating revenue and exists to hold a single token. The filing puts the situation on the record in a way that triggers fiduciary obligations for the board. The timing problem, the crypto treasury company template, made famous by Strategy's Bitcoin accumulation and copied across roughly 24 public companies through 2025, depends on one mechanic. The stock trades at a premium to the net asset value of its crypto holdings. The company issues new shares into that premium, buys more tokens, and the cycle compounds. That cycle only works when the underlying token holds value and the equity holds its premium. WLFI does neither at the moment. The token sits below its launch reference price, and AI Financial's equity has compressed alongside it, removing the at-the-market issuance path that funds the next round of token purchases. Bitcoin price action sits in the same backdrop. BTC trades at $76,077 as of May 19th, down 5.4% on the week, and Ether is at $2,129 after a 7.8% weekly drawdown. The Fear and Greed Index reads 39 in fear territory. Single-asset treasury vehicles tied to weaker altcoins do not survive long when even the majors are bleeding. The gap between AI Financial and Strategy has $40-plus billion in BTC holdings, a software business that still generates revenue, a long history of convertible debt issuance, and a token that institutional capital is comfortable underwriting. AI Financial has none of those things. Its asset is a relatively new governance token without ETF wrappers, without futures markets, without the institutional research coverage that gives Strategy its capital access. The other 2025-26 treasury vehicles, including the hyperliquid-focused ETF wrapper BHYP from Bitwise and the ETH treasury structure at Bitmine, at least hold tokens with deep liquidity and broad institutional engagement. AI Financial's token exposure is concentrated in a single project with a controversial political association. The political overlay World Liberty Financial's branding ties the project to the Trump family, and the broader regulatory environment for the Trump administration's crypto exposure is itself contested. A separate Washington Post analysis recently estimated that 1 in 5 top Trump officials hold roughly $193 in crypto. A going concern filing at a Trump-linked treasury vehicle is the kind of story that draws political attention, not just investor attention. For the SEC, the disclosure is procedural. For the equity holders, it is a warning that dilutive financing, asset sales, or restructuring are now on the table. For WLFI token holders, the immediate concern is what happens to AI Financial's token position if the company is forced to liquidate to fund operations. Practical takeaways. Treasury company equity is not the same as direct token exposure. The premium to NAV cycle that powers these vehicles cuts both ways. When premiums turn into discounts, the financing flywheel reverses, and the equity can fall faster than the underlying token. AI Financial is the first 2026 example of that mechanic playing out under formal SEC disclosure. For traders watching the next wave of single-asset treasury SPACs, the relevant signals are insider lockup expiries, ATM issuance utilization rates, and the trajectory of the underlying token relative to the company's break-even funding cost. Going concern filings tend to follow several quarters of stress on those metrics, not arrive out of nowhere.